little more on the marathon now as we hear about Erica Brannick, the last marathon bombing survivor to leave a regular acute care hospital and move on to rehab. The then 29-year-old preschool teacher from Maryland had come to Boston with her sister and brother-in-law to watch her mother, Carol Downing, cross the finish line. Brannick left the hospital after 50 days and multiple surgeries. Doctors had to amputate most of her left leg. WBUR's Martha Biebinger spent a Sunday afternoon with Brannick and some family members after her latest trip to a hospital.
Erica Brannick sits on a couch, her remaining leg stretched out in front of her. It's healing again.
Let's see, on the 5th, February 5th, I had my 18th surgery since Boston.
Shrapnel from the first bomb tore through bone, muscle, and tissue in Brannick's lower right leg, leaving what she calls a big divot. Doctors have been rebuilding the leg, and Brannick had started walking on it and her prosthetic left leg when an infection set in. Now, after that 18th surgery, Brannick feels confident she'll be able to stand on the right leg soon.
It's looking good. My surgeon's really happy with how it's healed, and I can start getting back up and walking again.
Brannick says it's been a one step forward, two steps back kind of year. A professor offered to meet with her one-on-one so she could resume work towards a master's degree in early education. She's been in and out of the preschool where she's getting experience. She'll continue to be in and out of the hospital, too. Brannick needs surgery to repair her right eardrum. There will be another operation to smooth a landscape of shrapnel scars on her right leg. And then the bone at the end of her amputation is growing.
There have been a couple of amputees that have had to have their limb shaved off so that it's not poking through, and they've had issues with it. So far, mine's been good.
Phantom pain many amputees say they feel coming from a missing limb is fading for Brannick. She says mirror therapy helped.
You have a mirror next to your leg, and you're looking and seeing it's not really moving. It's not actually there. So you have to retrain your brain.
To retrain her heart, therapists urged Brannick to touch her shortened limb a lot.
You know, get comfortable with it and welcome it to the world. You're definitely making your head and your heart think and feel the same thing.
Brannick has dark days, but her family and friends say they've never heard her complain. Her mom, Carol Downing, says she's become a symbol of resilience.
When Erica and I, when we first got home, it was kind of crazy. We just couldn't go out in public without people stopping her and telling people what an inspiration she was and, you know, just hugging and kissing.
Brannick says she wants to set a good example for these strangers, for her friends, and for the little boys and girls she hopes to get back to teaching daily.
If I'm going through this and I don't ever come into work and I'm not smiling and whatnot, then they're going to look at it as that's how they're supposed to react to it.
But Brannick acknowledges she does require a lot of attention.
I didn't get the nickname of princess for nothing.
And the person who is at her bidding every day, all day, is her mom. Brannick moved in with her mom and stepdad after the bombing.
She's been a really great support to have there. You know, even before all of this, she was one of my best friends, and she still is.
A family member calls Downing a silent hero for her commitment to her daughter's recovery. While caring for Brannick, Downing is also trying to train for this year's marathon. She was stopped just a half mile from the finish line last year.
I've kind of lost my motivation a little bit, and I don't know whether it's just because my training's a little off right now or, I mean, there's definitely some fear of going back. You know, I know that for the whole time of the 26.2 miles, I'm going to be wondering whether my family's safe.
Downing and her family go on and on about the wonderful friends they made in Boston, the miracles performed by doctors, the generosity of strangers, and the work the Boston Athletic Association is doing to make their return special. But none of this erases Downing's fear.
I mean, how do you keep a whole city safe?
This is the marathon tension building for many survivors and their families. It's a powerful clash of fear, hope, and love. Erica Brannick is trying to focus on the excitement of reuniting with other survivors, paying tribute to people who saved her life, and getting to know Boston. It's a city she and her family call their home away from home because the love of many overpowered the hatred of a few. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.